Well, thank you very much. My name is Thembisa Melane. I'm the Minister of Human Settlement in the Republic of South Africa. I'm here representing the government of South Africa in the celebration hosted by the Bishop to honor in the celebration of the festivities in terms of the Feast of St. Peter and Paul. But our relationship goes beyond ourselves as a government and also the church as the partner. President Ramaphosa himself has visited, and I hope he will visit more. But it's ours to create a partnership and a collaboration in how do we spread the message of humanity, the message of Ubuntu, the message of collaboration, the message of building one another. We are faced currently with quite a difficult era and a phase post our democratic dispensation in relation to migration, which is really showing a hand which goes hand in hand with abuse, victimization, dislocation really in terms of residence and stay, particularly to vulnerable like women, children, and people with disabilities. And our partnership with the church has also assisted us as government to navigate and promote that humanity is the key to the essence of a humankind, that we need to march as respecting the laws. We need to do that, still preserving the human dignity of our people, but also making sure that we extend the spirit of partnership and Ubuntu, the message of just, I am because you are, still resembles and sounds very strong in what actually was the teachings and the foundation of the church themselves spreading into our communities. And we hope as government, as we continue to preach the message that, yes, it is important for us to follow the international law, but we can still do that, promoting and making sure that we are kind to every human beings.
Thank you so much, Minister. But now, in your message, you spoke about human rights. You spoke about the role of the church, in particular Regina Mundi, and you being a Catholic yourself, your family also benefited from this. And you spoke about also, you know, human fraternity, the spirit of Ubuntu, which is something that we are somehow seeing that it's not really reflecting in these days leading up to June 30th. What are your words concerning that, especially when you hear narratives such as some people saying that Africa didn't do anything for us during the liberation struggle, African countries were not here fighting for us during apartheid, so we don't really want to follow that narrative. What are your words?
Well, I think firstly it will be to correct the facts that Africa didn't play a role in the emancipation of South Africa. It did. And the role, remember, they carried it with the responsibility of never expecting anyone to return the favor. It was more their moral obligation. It was also humanity. They were trying to assist us to preserve our own dignity. We carry also morally that responsibility to do it. Yes, we have to create the balance. We have to look in terms of quotas. We have to look in terms of what the rules of the country says in terms of registration, in terms of you being known. But we need to spread the message that we are the same. We are universal. We can be able to coexist with one another. In case there is anyone who breaks the law, regardless of where you come from, law enforcement agencies must be brought on board and they must do their work diligently. Because the removal or taking out of migrants, illegal, whether you want to categorize them in that they do not have papers, we still remain with challenges, social ills that as South Africans we have to face and we have to fight. It means if we collaborate as brothers and sisters, we all don't want crime. We all don't want murder. We all don't want rape. We all don't want human trafficking. We can be able to partner and be a nation that is one, that will prosper jointly, that will celebrate together, that will cry together, but that will face adversities and challenges as well together. And that is our message as government, that we view tomorrow as a normal working day. We are alert in terms of our security and law enforcement agencies. Anyone who takes the law into his own hand must be apprehended. We're also saying no one has a right except law enforcement agencies to ask you for your identification, because that's not what we should be doing. We appreciate our partners who have come up in terms of the countries that are already assisting in taking the migrants who have not been registered, who are illegal, and some who are legal but who feel that they are not safe, they want to go back home. To say, we hope that this will be a lesson that Africa will learn, that we can prosper together, not apart.
And lastly, as you said, you're a Catholic yourself. Today is the feast day of St. Peter and Paul, also known as the Pope's Day. And you are right now talking on the Pope's radio station. What is your message to Pope Leo as you think back to the visit of President Ramaphosa, the invitation of Pope Leo coming to South Africa to visit this nation? What is your message to Pope Leo on this day?
Well, firstly is that the Pope must descend to South Africa. We will receive him as government. We'll receive him as a Roman Catholic as well. But we'll also echo the message of humanity that he continues to teach us. But we'll also echo the spirit of collaboration to ensure that as Catholics ourselves, we remain central in the culture of rebuilding societies, which has been the permanent space that Catholics have taken across the globe, to ensure that we are closer to the poor, we are closer to the vulnerable, we bring everybody on board for the celebration. But for the feast today, people, I wish them well to celebrate, but they must never forget that it is all about humanity. So I'm hoping that from here, when the Pope hears my message, the next flight is to South Africa. Thank you very much.